So we had two shiurim on Maharav No, and it looks like we're going to have a third one. There's so much on this bracha Maharav No. So we've been going along with the interpretation that Maharav No means please make sweet. Maharav No Hashem Elokeinu is David said Asko Befinu. Please make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. So first of all, I'd like to mention that there's a story brought in Siach Safra Kodesh that the Chedusha, that a Yid came to the Chedush Arim and complained that they don't feel like Yishmak and Torah. You know, they learn because they know they have to learn, and they force themselves to learn Torah. But they don't have a gishmak. They don't. It's not something that they look forward to doing. So the Chedush Arim told this person that this is why we have the bracha of Maharav No. This is why we have the bracha where we ask the bakasha, the request that we ask Hashem Maharav No Hashem Elokeinu Divrei Torah Asko Befinu. We ask Hashem to make the words of Torah sweet in our mouths. And Chedush Arim told this person, the more you deepen yourself into this bracha, the more your heart is invested in this bracha, when you make this bracha, the more you will feel a gishmak in Torah. So it's just a very important thing to know when we're looking for a gishmak in Torah. We have to, depending on how much kavana we put into this bracha, how much heart we put into this tefillah, the more we will feel the sweetness in Torah. The Minchat Sheruv in the Sefer Divrei Torah brings that a Yid once came to his father to the Dak Yitshuva and asked him for a bracha to be a masmid. He wanted a bracha that he should be a masmid, that he should learn diligently. So the Dark Yitshuva said to him, listen, I can't give you a bracha to be a masmid because there's a mitzvah to be a masmid. Right? The Pasuk says, Hagisa bo yom v'layla. It says you should learn Torah day and night. Right, the Torah should never leave your mouth. It's a mitzvah. Every mitzvah, there's got to be bechira. There's got to be a free choice. So I can't give you a bracha to be a masmid. What I could give you a bracha for is that the Torah should be sweet. Once the Torah is sweet, you'll want to learn Torah. You'll want to be a masmid. So I heard Rav Schlesinger from Monty said over this Mikat Sheruv, and he said that according to this, we can understand this tefillah. We really want to ask Hashem to be that we should be able to learn Torah basmala. We should be able to learn Torah diligently. But you can't ask Hashem for something that one is supposed to have bechira. So what we ask Hashem is v'harav no Hashem alakin as David said also b'fino. Make the words of Torah sweet, and automatically v'ni anachnu v'tzatzoenu yodei shemecha v'lem tzeres sachol l'shma. Automatically, once the Torah is sweet, we and our children and our children's children will automatically learn Torah because it will be something that is gishmak for us, something that is sweet. Yismach Yisrael, Alexander, Yismach Yisrael and Hishana Rabbe says a new interpretation of Maharav No. He says that Maharav No comes from the word Orev, which means a guarantor. And we're asking Hashem to guarantee that the Torah will remain with us, with our children, with our children's children. We're asking Hashem to guarantee that the Torah will remain with us. He explains that this is why Hoshana Rabbah is called Yom Arava. In the Gemara, Hoshana Rabbah is called Yom Arava. Literally, usually we understand it to mean the day of the that we walk around with the Aravas, or that we slam the Aravas on the ground. He says no. It's after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot have passed, and we've invested so much into our Kabbalah, into our resolutions. We ask now, Hoshana Rabbah is the day we ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that Baharav No Hashem Alekeinu, as David said, Oscho Befino. It's a Yom Arava. It's the day that Hashem guarantees. Hashem guarantees that it will remain with us if we ask for that guarantee. That's what Baharav No is. We ask Hashem to guarantee that the Torah will remain with us and with our children. So I was taking in this Yismach Yisrael, which is, I think it's a more degree understanding of this bracha. It's a bracha for us, for all generations, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should give us this guarantee that it's going to remain with us. I think it's an unbelievable tefillah. It's interesting that here we use the word no, and Paul Pye pointed out that we use the word no, and we spoke about this last week, why we use it, why we use the word no. Not we don't use the word no by every tefillah. Here we use the word no. The heart of no. Hoshana Rabbah is also about the word no. Hoshana. Right? It's all about Hoshana. Please save us. The Bnei Yisrael says that the reason why we say Hoshana is because the days of Rachman begin with Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's when the days of Rachman begin. Hoshana Rabbah is on the 21st day of Tishrei, which is 51 days later. We ask Hashem to help us on the 51st day. Hoshana. No is 51. Right, he says Hoshana. We're asking Hashem to help us on the 51st day. Kabbalah HaTorah is also on the 51st day. Shavuos is on the 50th day. Right, Tisbruch Hamishim Yoyim, Hikravta Mecha Chadosh Al Hashem. Shavuos is on the 50th day, but Kabbalah HaTorah, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Kabbalah HaTorah was on Zion Sivan, which was the 51st day. The Yom Tov we're about to celebrate next week. What is it about 51? Hoshana Rabbah is on the 51st day. Kabbalah HaTorah is on the 51st day. And there also we find that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam asked us, before he gave us the Torah, Mi Arev Li? Who's going to be the Arev? All of these have to do with Arevis. Right? Hoshana Rabbah is the day, is Yom Arava, the day of the guarantee. Hoshana. Shavuos, Kabbalah HaTorah is day 51. Here is also day 51. And here also we're asking the Harav No. So perhaps, I was just thinking about this today, we find in the Torah, we find this concept in the Maral. Maral explains that seven is Teva, seven is nature. The world was created in 7 days, so everything in the number seven, that is seven, represents nature. Eight represents the Mala. The Malam HaNateva represents the supernatural. 7 times 7, which is Vayitu Sfiras HaOmer, is also everything to be, it's to refine our nature, to refine our midas. That is what the 49 days, it's all within nature. The 50th day represents the Ma'ala Menateva, above nature. We know that Yovel is the 50th year. We have 7 Shemitahs all leading up to Yovel. Yovel is the 50th year. Yovel is, since it's above nature, it represents freedom. There's no, we're not subservient to anyone anymore. It's Yovel. It's a time of freedom. It's Lamala Menateva. All sales go back. Nothing that was created within Teva, nothing that was done within Teva is binding anymore. That's Yovel represents. But the largest number that we find regarding days or years in the Torah is 50. Yovel is as long as it goes. Perhaps 51 represents Lamala Menazman. 51 is a time that we don't find. It's a time we don't find anything associated with 51. Anything, nothing goes above 50. 51 represents the Ma'alam al-Azman, something that is timeless. And perhaps that was Moshe Rabbeinu's intent when he pushed off Kabbalah Sotayra by a day. Kabbalah Sotayra was supposed to be on day 50. Hoisef Moshe Yomechad Medatoi. Moshe wanted that Kabbalah Sotayra should be something that is timeless, something that will go on for all generations. No matter where Yidin are holding, no matter what level Yidin are on, Torah should always be there for them. Torah and Klal Yisrael should always be one. So the Arevus, the guarantee that Klal Yisrael and the Torah will be united for all time, that our relationship is something that will never expire, that is dependent on the number 51. Lemalam and Azman. It is totally above time. So we find that by Shana Rabbah, when we're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, guarantee that we and our children and our children's children should all be connected to your Torah. That's day 51. Something that is above time. So Shana Rabbah, that's Shavuos. Our Kabbalah Satorah is timeless. It's forever and ever. And that's why we ask here about how to know Hashem Elokeinu. As Divrei said also. Befinu, if he is Amchu Be'emini Anachinu, V'tzatzo'enu, V'tzatzo'enu. We ask for a timeless guarantee that we will always be connected to Torah. Sfasem is, I mentioned this at the first shiur, but there is a Sfasem in Parshas Bamidbar that brings this out much stronger. The Sfasem is explains the words Vaharev No, that it comes from the word Tarevis. It comes from the word mixin. And the way the Sfasemis explains this is based on a vort the Sfasemis says. I said this in shul. Kilekach tov nasati lachem, terasi al tazavu. The pasuk says, "I have given you a good purchase. reference to the Torah, do not desert my Torah. And the Svasemis is bothered, Chazal already bothered by the oxymoron. Lekach is a purchase. Nosati means I gave it to you, which is a gift. Ki lekach toiv nosati lechem, I have given you a good purchase. That doesn't make any sense. So the Svasemis explains that yes, there is a Torah, there's Torah that is a gift. The Torah is free for all. Anybody can learn Torah. But that type of Torah does not become part of the person. If the person doesn't toil, if the person doesn't work for their Torah, then the Torah is something totally separate from the person. It doesn't remain as part of the person. Anything a person receives as a gift, any gift we receive from heaven is not something that remains with us. Same as said about Shabbos, said about Pesach, these are gifts from above, so they don't remain with us. It's only something that we toil for, something that we work for, and in essence, something that we pay for with our toil, that is something that remains with us. So although the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us the Torah as a gift, the Rebbeinu Shalom asks us, if you work for it, meaning if you purchase it with your toil, then it will remain with you. Ki lekach toiv nosati lachem. I've given it to you, but make it into a purchase, and then Torah si al tazayvu. And then you won't desert the Torah, it will remain with you. But that's only if you make it into a purchase. We have to toil for that Torah. We have to work hard for it. And that's why we find, Chazal say, "Ein a Torah niknis, ela b'mi, ein a Torah miskayemes, ela b'mi shememes atzmei ala." The Torah only remains with a person that sacrifices himself for it. Of course the Torah is free. You can read the Gemara like take an article called Gemara, read it like a newspaper. Well, that's not going to remain with anybody. It's not going to remain with anybody. If a person toils and sacrifices themselves for a Torah, that remains with a person. The Torah is niknis b'memches devarim. The Torah is acquired with 48 different things that the Mishnah lists over there. That is how it's acquired. It's not, of course, we find many people learn Torah without those memches devarim, but it's not an acquisition. Torah niknis b'memches devarim. And that, says the Svasemis, is v'harevna. Hashem, make the Torah be part of me. Mix it into me. V'harevna Hashem alakenu is divrei sar aschu b'finu. Mix it into my mouth. Make it part of me. Beis HaLevi says, it's a Murid to Beis HaLevi. It's good to know this Beis HaLevi before we're about to be Makabal the Torah. The Beis HaLevi says that there was a tremendous difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias. There's a tremendous difference between the first Luchas and the second Luchas. On the first Luchas, everything was written. There was not going to be Torah Sheba'al Peh. Based on the first Luchas, everything was written. Kol Masha Talmud Vosik Asa Dachadish. Anything that anyone until the end of time was going to be Machadish was written on those first Luchas. The whole concept of toiling and Torah would not have existed. Everything was on those Luchas ready to learn. Ready to be understood. There would have been no such thing as Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah. Everything would be Torah Shebaksav. Those luchas were broken. The second luchas, there is Torah Shebaksav only the written Torah, and now we have to toil. As a result of the first luchas being broken, we have to toil in Torah. In order to understand Torah properly, we have to toil in Torah. And this is how it is through the Yigiyus HaTorah through the toil of Torah that the Mishnah was produced, that the Gemara was produced, that people come up with Chiddush HaTorah, that is all a result of the breaking of the Luchos. And the Beis HaLevi says that there's a tremendous advantage to the Luchos Shniyos over the Luchos Rishonis. He says that the Luchos Rishonis, the first Luchos, had we remained with the first Luchos, the Torah and the Yid would have been two separate entities. We would have been, says the Beis HaLevi, like the Torah, Sefer Torah, placed in the Aron Kodesh. We would have been the Aron Kodesh, and the Sefer Torah was placed in us. That's the way we would have been. We would never have been one with the Sefer, with the Torah. But now that the first Luchos were broken, and we have to produce Torah Shel Baal Peh with our own mind, with our own heart, with our own mouth, says the Beis HaLevi, we are now the parchment. We're not the Aron Kodesh, we're the parchment. The Torah is written on us. We are the parchment of the Oral Torah. So we're part and parcel with the Torah. So now it's only after we have the lasoik b'divrei Torah, it's only now that we have the occupying ourselves with the word of Torah. Up until, if not for the luchos shnius, if we would have remained with the luchos rishonis, there would have been no such thing as lasoik b'divrei Torah. There's no occupying ourselves with Torah. We would have read the Torah. That's what we would have had. But now that there's a lasoik b'divrei Torah, make the Torah part of us. Mix it into us. And according to this, we understand the end bracha here. Baruch atah Hashem, hamalamei Torah le'amo Yisrael. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches Torah to his nation Yisrael. What do you mean? Hashem gave us the Torah a long time ago. No, the Rabbeinu Shlomo is constantly teaching us Torah. Every time we're miyagei ourselves, every time we toil to understand something, and we finally understand it, how did that happen? That happened because the Rabbeinu Shlomo is teaching it to us. Constantly. He's writing it on our soul. He's writing it on our heart. With this interpretation of Vaharev mix in, there's a Chaim Volozhiner says on person should learn Torah even Shalai Lishma, even not for the right intention. Shemitech Shalai Lishma, Ba Lishma. Right? Because out of a person learning, not for the right intention, eventually the person will learn for the right intention. So ordinarily, the way we learn this Chazal is that a person should always learn Shalai Lishma. Eventually, there will come a time that a person will learn Lishma. Chaim Volozhiner says no. Chaim Volozhiner says every time a person sits down to learn, even if the reason they're sitting down to learn is Shalai Lishma, the reason they're starting to learn is for ulterior motives. But Lamaisa, once the person is sitting and learning, the person is going to already learn for the right intentions. What got him to learn was perhaps an ulterior motive. But once he's learning, there's definitely, he says, Iyavshar, it's impossible, that while the person is sitting and learning, that there shouldn't be an intention of the Shema. He shouldn't be learning for the right reason. A person should always learn Tayyid Shalay the Shema. Should be Tayyid Shalay the Shema, Baal Shema. In that Shalay the Shema, El Shema is going to get mixed in there. So perhaps we can say, according to that, that Baharav Noah, we're at before we sit down and learn, we ask Hashem, Baharav Noah, Hashem, like Kenu's Dude, I said, also, mix in a little bit of godliness into our Torah. Baharav Noah, Hashem, like Kenu's Dude, I said, also. We know we're going to end up learning, we're going to sit and learn Shalay the Shema. But please mix in a little bit of godliness into our Torah too. Huh?
It's really sweet, but that's why you have the word manah. We don't really deserve it. But give us something extra. We're not asking for a gift. That's very nice.
Now, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that this inyan of la'olam yilmedatam Torah shalei l'shma, that a person should always learn Torah shalei l'shma, because out of the shalei l'shma, a l'shma will result in l'shma. And according to Rechaim V'Loshon, that means that in every learning there will be a Lishma. It is only acceptable if the person's intention, while the person knows they're learning Shalai Lishma, but the intention should be, I know that this will eventually get me to Lishma. There has to be that intention. If the person wants to remain with the Shalai Lishma, that's not acceptable. So, according to that, when we start learning, we're not yet loimdei teresach l'shma. When we start learning, we're not yet learning Torah l'shma, but we're yoidei shemecha. We know that the l'shma is out there, right? So what we're asking for is v'niya anachnu v'tzatzuin v'tzatzuin. What we should be is yoidei shemecha. We should at least, when we sit down to learn, we should know about the l'shma, and eventually loimdei teresach l'shma. Eventually, we should learn Torah l'shma. Somebody repeated to me that Avraham Shor was here this past Shabbos. And he was talking about the Harav Noah. So he said that that you find people that don't have a Gishmak in Torah. And the Torah is sweet. The Torah is sweet. And yet many people don't find it to be sweet. So he said that a person can't destroy the taste buds. When we find our sweetness in areas of Gashmias and in Taivis, we destroy our taste buds. And then we no longer appreciate Torah, no longer is sweet. So, if we want to experience the sweetness of Torah, we have to be willing to adjust our taste buds, well, at least to bring it back to its default position, which was to appreciate Torah. And the way by doing that is what Chazal say, that Adcha Yisbal La'odam Shiyakonis Torah L'Tachmeyav. Right? While instead of a person davening that Torah should enter his stomach, Yispal shall you come to Madanam Latachmeyav. Instead a person should daven that Madanam, that sweet food shouldn't enter his stomach. Because if we spoil our taste buds, if we ruin our taste buds with all the Taivis Adam Haza, it's very difficult to experience the sweetness of Torah. So once again, we come back to the Chiddush Arim, who said that the more we invest, the more kavana and heart we invest in the Baharav Noah, into the tefillah of Baharav Noah Hashem Elokeinu, the more we will experience a sweetness of Torah. Now, if I may, we have a couple more minutes. I'd like to go off on a bit of a tangent on the no. It's all your fault, Paul. The the Kedusha Slavi and the Bnei Yisachar say a very similar concept. On the pasuk Hashivenu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva Chadish Yameinu Kikedem, we ask Hashem, take us back to you, and we will do tshuva. Renew our days as they were in the beginning. Chadish Yameinu Kikedem. So they say that ordinarily the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way that Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, was that in order for him to give us his blessing, in order for him to give us his bracha, his shefa, that we need to be deserving of it. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to be deserving. That's why he gave us bechira, right? He gave us free choice. He put Tov and Ra into the world so that we should have free choice. We should choose good over bad. We should be deserving of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tov. To receive goodness for nothing, that is, it's called Nahamed Chesuf. It's called shameful bread. Nobody likes receiving gifts. Ribbono Shel Olam's Tov, he wants to give us complete goodness, so he wants us to be deserving of it. So, if that is the whole purpose of creation, says the Bnei Yisachar, that there had to be within creation itself also had to be a product of being deserving. How is anyone deserving of creation if there was no creation to be deserving? So he says that this lies in the words of Chazal on the Pasuk Nasa Adam, where Hashem said, let us make man. So it seems that Hashem was asking someone, Nas, let us make man. B'mi Nimlach, asks the Medrash. Who did Hashem counsel with? Says the Medrash, Nimlach Medrash Moseim Shel Tzadikim. Hashem consulted with the souls of the Tzadikim. And the way the Bnei Yisachar understands this is that the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Malam and Azman. Hashem is above time. The Ribbono Shel Olam saw the eventual pleasure that he would receive from the Avodah of the Tzadikim that would choose good over bad. And it was with that Nachas, Ruach, with that pleasure, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. Nimlach b'nishmaseim shel tzadikim. He saw the pleasure he would get from the neshamas of the tzadikim, and as a result, he created the world. Says the Bnei Yisachar that when did this take place? The nimlach b'nishmaseim shel tzadikim that had to take place in Chodesh Elul. Because Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, man was created. Right? So the Nimlach Menish Moseim Shel Tzadikim took place in Chodesh Elul. This is why, says the Bnei Yisachar, that every Chodesh Elul is a time when a Yid can say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, listen, I know that this past year was a bad year. I'm totally undeserving of your kindness. I'm undeserving of your bracha. I'm undeserving of you granting me another good year. But I accept upon myself from now on that things are going to be good. Things are going to be better. Grant me a new year based on my future avod. I have nothing in the past. But grant me a good year based on my future avod. This concept is taken from Maase Bereishis. That is how Hashem created the world, based on the future avod of tzaddikim. So every year, Chodesh El, this concept is reawakened. this concept is re-aroused, and we can tap into that, and we can ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to grant us a good year because of our future avodah. So we ask, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, Hashem, you take us back to you. V'nashuva, we'll do tshuva afterwards. Where do we find this concept? Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem, renew our days like you did back in the beginning when you created the worlds. This we find by when it came to the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu says he beseeches the Rebbeinu Shlom to forgive Klal Yisrael. V'im ayin, and if not, mecheni no mesivcha asher kasavta, erase me from the sefer that you have written. He uses the word no. Mecheni no mesivcha asher kasavta. After the chet of the Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Rebbeinu Shloim, if you forgive, you should forgive them. Va'ato yigdal no koyach Hashem kasha dibarta. Now, the power of Hashem, kibyachol, should be great. He uses the word no. Ato yigdal no koyach Hashem. No stands for nasa adam. Nase Adam, let us make man, represents this concept of Nimlach Benishmaseim Shel Tzadikim. That the Rebbeinu Shloim can grant us life, he can grant us bracha based on our future avodah. Klal Yisrael just messed up majorly with the eagle. But it doesn't mean that their future can't be something that is tremendous, that is brilliant. And Moshe Rabbeinu was asking the Rebbeinu Shlom to grant Klal Yisrael a future, to grant them future life, and he should forgive them based on their future. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'im ayin, if you can't forgive them based on their future, mecheni no mesifcha asher kasavta, you might as well erase that nasa adam that you've written in the Torah. Nasa adam indicates that the Rebbeinu Shlom can grant on credit based on the future. By the Meraglim, Yigdal no koyachad nekasha dibarta, is as you spoke, you said nasa adam. Your forgiveness empowers this concept. It encourages this concept of nasa adam. So what we're asking here in this bracha, v'harev no Hashem alekenu es divrei tzedakah b'finu, specifically if we're working with the Yismach Yisrael's understanding, v'harev no, we're asking Hashem to be a guarantor. Rebbeinu Shlom, we're asking you to guarantee that Torah will remain with us in the future. You were able to create a world. You were able to create man. Because you knew, you guaranteed that there will be Nishmaseim Shal Tzadikim. You can do the same for us. V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu. Guarantee for us that there will be generations and generations, timeless generations, that will be connected to Torah. And you, Rebbeinu Shlom, you have the ability to do that. Because Nasa Adam, you had the ability to say not, you had the ability to create worlds based on the Nasa Adam, based on your guarantee that there will be Nishmaseim Shel Tzadikim. May we be zoicha to see generations and generations, timeless generations. Tzatzoeinu, tzatzoe, tzatzoeinu, tzatzoe, tzatzoe, tzatzoeinu. Atzev kol adoris av yoydei shemecha av olam 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 yoydei shem